USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The rate of inflation has risen at its fastest pace in nearly four decades, with consumers paying more at the pump and at the grocery stores for some food staples. Addressing the recent surge in prices, National Economic Council Director Brian Deese tells Fox News that the Biden administration's social spending legislation is poised to help address the issue.
There's no question that price increases are high right now, and our focus is on what we can do to actually provide some relief to the principal costs that the American families are facing. If you look at our Build Back Better plan, what it really is about going at the principal costs that a typical household faces in a month.
President Biden talking infrastructure at the White House on Friday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
The administration is weighing in on talks had with Russia regarding Ukraine.
The talks have stalled between NATO and Russia over the buildup of Russian troops at the Ukrainian border. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Reporting that has suggested we're going to reduce the number of troops we have deployed or somehow cut back on our overall force posture in Europe, those reports are wrong.
Also, in reply to a question, Russia's deputy foreign minister would neither confirm nor deny the possibility that Russia might deploy military infrastructure in Cuba and in Venezuela. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
AAA reporting the national average for regular gasoline is $3.30 a gallon. Texas still reporting the lowest price for gas in the nation at just around $2.92 a gallon. Gas is still up around a dollar more than it was a year ago. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican state lawmakers in Pennsylvania are planning to draft legislation that would relocate illegal immigrants flown into the state by DHS to President Biden's home state of Delaware. New York Representative John Kako reacts to the situation on Fox Business.
Local folks are starting to push back and say, look, we've had enough. Let's send them all to Delaware, which, you know, it's symptomatic of a larger problem. We've got to secure the border, and we've got to stop these nonsensical practices.
The forthcoming legislation is expected to include implementing a transportation program to relocate illegal immigrants to Delaware based on a memo from a Pennsylvania state senator. The NBA is telling teams it will end daily COVID-19 testing for players and coaches. According to The Athletic, daily testing for players, coaches, and what the league calls Tier 1 personnel will end after Saturday. Starting Sunday, only those who are symptomatic, exposed, or under enhanced directive by the league will be tested. Thousands of packages from Amazon and other retailers are being stolen from cargo containers near downtown L.A. KCAL in Los Angeles took footage from the Union Pacific tracks in the Lincoln Heights neighborhood. It shows the tracks littered with empty packages where thieves have been raiding cargo containers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.